Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, the maritime sector plays a vital role in Singapore's economy, generating over 170,000 jobs and contributing to about 7% of Singapore's GDP in 2018. During the 2018 Singapore budget, it was announced that $100 million will be injected into the Maritime Cluster Fund, aimed to help the maritime industry test and explore new technologies and groom talent for a digital automated maritime future. Well, the Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore, the MPA, recently awarded $650,000 in seed funding to 13 startups during this year's Small Port Challenge. This is led by the Port Innovation Ecosystem Reimagined at Block 71 or Pier 71, as in P-I-E-R, Pier 71, a collaboration between MPA and NUS Enterprise. We speak with Dr. Mark Lim, Program Director at the Pier 71, on how to solve some of the largest challenges in the maritime industry in the region. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why is Singapore the best place in reimagining the maritime industry for Singapore and the region?
As you have rightly put it, I mean, in Singapore, the maritime industry holds about 170,000 jobs, and we are home to about 5,000 companies in Singapore. Now, Singapore is actually what we call the International Maritime Center. If you go by container transaction, Singapore is currently second in the world. If you look at the whole maritime sector, including the finance sector and including all other logistics and so forth, we are actually, some magazine actually ranks Singapore as the number one international maritime center in the world. Yeah. Coupled with the fact that we are actually a very cosmopolitan city, we are full of talent everywhere and very well connected in this region. So we are actually in a very good position for new innovation to be started in Singapore, especially for maritime industry. And with that, we look forward to a very exciting maritime future, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, what does the future of the maritime industry look like? I mean, are we a great hub for both investors and startups looking for market opportunities?
Well, maritime industry moves rather slow. But the good things here is in Singapore, this region, including the rise of China, we are currently experiencing a very vibrant economy ecosystem or environment here. And Singapore is located right at the very core center of the Sea Route. And as a matter of fact, Singapore is currently the number one bunkering hub. Now, in maritime, this bunker is a term describing petrol. Yeah?
Right.
So petrol for the ship, we call it bunker. Yeah. So we are the number one bunkering hub in the world. So we are in a very good position. I mean, the future look very bright for us, actually.
Okay. Well, tell us more about Pier 71 and what it does.
Pier 71 is actually an initiative started by MPA. MPA stands for Maritime Port Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as part of the government industrial transformation roadmap, so MPA look after the sea transport roadmap. And in NUS, we are rather forefront in terms of entrepreneurial education. Yeah, so NUS started this place called Block 71. Well, actually, it's just a JTC launch pad right opposite Fusionopolis area.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, it's the number one and the most vibrant, biggest startup community in Singapore. Mm-hmm. It started off with NUS using the Block 71 with some of the sprint off there, and over time, it grew to be a largest startup community in Singapore. So NUS have been very forefront in terms of entrepreneurship education. So the idea of Pier 71 is that while we want to look at industrial transformation, we recognize that the innovation ecosystem is most important.
Mm-hmm.
Building up this innovation ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So talent is important. Deep tech is important. Therefore, it comes this collaboration between MPA and NUS to have this program called Pier 71.
Mm.
The whole objective is to bring the startup community together to address some of the maritime corporate real issue that the industry is facing. And through this approach, we bring innovation into the maritime industry.
Okay. Well, tell us, how is Pier 71 collaborating with industry partners, as you mentioned, to help the startup that are addressing some of the biggest maritime problems right now in the region?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every year, we just started. So, well, at this moment, we focus on one series of activities. Every year we run an innovation workshop with the maritime corporates. So what we do is we gather their problem statement, and we call it innovation opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So from this innovation opportunity, we reach out to our global network worldwide for all the startups, including our partner who have a connection to their respective startup community. So we reach out to this whole global network with this innovation opportunity. So we invite proposal, and every year we get very good submission. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So from there, we go through some very stringent selection process, and then we take the startup not from the investment angle, but rather from the perspective that what innovation they can bring into Singapore.
Right.
And we select based on that criteria, and then we bring them here.
Okay.
So this startup includes Singapore. Currently, we have about 60% Singapore-based company or startup, and about 40% come from overseas. So mm-hmm. it's our objective to bring this ecosystem into Singapore.
Right. Well, we're talking to Dr. Mark Lim, Program Director for Pier 71. Tell us, Mark, why one need not be from the maritime space to be able to help reimagine the maritime sector?
Yes, sure. The maritime sector is one of the industrial sectors. So as every industrial sector probably undergo transformation, so maritime is no exception. And the technology that will bring disruption, bring new element into the industry, many of them are common across all industry.
Mm.
So in maritime, example, digitization. So in digitization, we talk about cybersecurity. We talk about AI, big data, machine learning. We talk about a vision for autonomous vehicle, and in maritime is autonomous vessel. People talk about 3D printing for manufacturing industry. That is also applicable to maritime shipping, producing, reproducing parts and so forth. So many of these technologies are actually common.
Right.
So we welcome this. I mean, in maritime, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. So we do welcome startup and or company from other sectors to come into the maritime space.
Right. So how can Pier 71 help the maritime sector test and explore new technologies, or even groom talent for a digital and, as you mentioned, automated maritime future?
So how do we help this startup to test their solution? So we have very good partnership with the maritime corporates. So while we consolidate their innovation opportunities, this corporate come together, join this exercise with the understanding that they will also provide test bidding opportunity and they will seriously look at the adoption opportunity when the startup prove that they can solve the problem or the challenge that the company is facing.
Right.
So it's through a corporate partnership that we bring together the industry and they offer test bidding opportunity to the startup. Now, as to the startup, to gather them worldwide and from Singapore is one thing, but to incubate them is another thing, because and NUS is quite good in that. So for every startup, we recognize that four things are important to them. Talent is one thing. Talent is important. Market is important. Technology partnership is important. And also finance. Funding is all important. So NUS is at the core of providing talent, because we develop talent.
Right.
And for market, we don't have the market, but we look for partnership in this whole region, because right now Singapore is in a very good position that the Southeast Asia and China is found a very vibrant economy ecosystem. Mm. So through partnership, we can help our startup to reach out to this to market, local market, or regional market. And for technology partnership, now NUS have many technology, and we are also in the business where we understand our peer, our partner technology, so we can help them link up. Yeah. And last but not least, funding is definitely important, and Singapore government have been very proactive in helping our local SME, including startup and so forth, and ESG have a whole suite of funding. So there's no short of funding in Singapore except good idea, actually.
Okay, Dr. Mark Lim, Program Director for Pier 71, thank you very much for educating us about Pier 71 today.
Right.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.